Data from the federal government shows more insurers are spending less on overhead and more on health care. That requirement, formerly known as medical loss ratio, is part of the Affordable Care Act. It requires at least 80% of premiums be spent on delivering care. Insurers that don't comply have to issue refunds. The latest round of refunds to Wisconsin consumers totals more than $2.5 million. Citizen Action of Wisconsin supports health reform. Its executive director, Robert Craig, says the medical loss ratio is a key part of that law.
We really think it's important that now that insurance companies play a central role in guaranteeing that everyone has access to affordable health care, that they be held accountable, that they make sure they run efficient operations where the vast majority of the money goes to actual medical care, and that's what consumers expect.
70,000 people who bought insurance in Wisconsin on the individual market last year will get an average rebate of $52. That rebate can be a check, a credit on the customer's account, or lower premiums in the future. This year's refund of $52 is a bit smaller than the previous year, when the average amount returned to consumers was $58. The rebates are due August 1st. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.